Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another show in the series we're calling Great American Artists. Tonight, you're going to get a two-for-one deal. Irving Berlin is the subject of the show, but along with him is a great American pianist, Michael Feinstein, pianist and entertainer, and has probably, I imagine, somewhere in the neighborhood of 13 or 14 CDs out, very prolific. He's a great, great artist, singer, and he is a lifelong enthusiast of Irving Berlin's music. One of his earlier recordings back in 1987 was the music of Irving Berlin and remembering all of the things that he had done. Like Irving Berlin, Michael Feinstein is a phenomenon both are naturals. Berlin, described as America's master songwriter, had an acute ear for the right word in the right place, as well as the poet's gift for the memorable phrase that encapsulates the moods and sentiments of a people and their time. He flourished in basically three different periods of great music: Tin Pan Alley, Broadway, and Hollywood. Tonight we'll listen to some excellent music written by him and performed by Michael Feinstein, with some other surprises as we go along the way. Let's get right to some music with the first cut on this CD, which is called Let Me Sing and I'm Happy. It was written for the early Al Jolson film Mammy, 1930, his third movie after The Jazz Singer, which ushered in the sound era of motion pictures. Mammy was Irving Berlin's first substantial film score. In this performance, we'll listen to two pianos, David Ross and Michael Feinstein.
What care I who makes the laws of a nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs? As long as I can sing its popular songs, let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy, happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that loved in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of Swanee shores and mother's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. Thank you.
croon a lowdown blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of Swanee shores and mother's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. If my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
The charismatic voice of Michael Feinstein and his great piano playing. The next cut is a song called Change Partners, and it was introduced by Fred Astaire in the 1938 film Carefree. It's a little unusual for a song in a movie at that time because it was integrated into the plot. Astaire arranges for Ginger Rogers' dancing partner, played by Ralph Bellamy, to be called to the telephone so that he can dance with her. Carefree was the eighth of 10 classic Astaire-Rogers musicals. It was unique in that Fred Astaire was cast as a psychiatrist, not as a dancer. It would go with Irving Berlin's Change Partners.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again. Change partners again.
This next cut is going to be a medley of two songs. The first is going to be very, very familiar to a lot of you, Puttin' on the Ritz. And then the second piece is called Slumming on Park Avenue. Although written for two film musicals some years apart, they combine to make a contrasting, though related, social commentary. A fascinating Berlin ability. It has been suggested that a history of the nation could be based on some of his songs. The first is the title tune from the 1930 film starring the nightclub singer Harry Richman. Slumming on Park Avenue was sung by Alice Faye and the Ritz Brothers in On the Avenue in 1937, which also starred Dick Powell. Here we go, Puttin' on the Ritz, Slumming on Park Avenue.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Puttin' on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Puttin' on the Ritz. Strollin' up the avenue so happy, all dressed up just like an English chappie. Very snappy, you'll declare, it's simply top thing to be there and hear them swapping smart tidbits. Puttin' on the Ritz. Our umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz. Put on your slumming clothes and get your car. Let's go sightseeing where the high-toned people are. Come on, there's lots of fun in store for you. See how the other half lives on Park Avenue. Let's go slumming. Take me slumming. Let's go slumming on Park Avenue. Let us hide behind a pair of fancy glasses and make faces when a member of the classes passes. Let's go smelling where they're dwelling, sniffing everything the way they do. Let us go to it, they do it, why can't we do it too? Let's go slumming, no slumming at Park Avenue. Let's go slumming, no slumming at Park Avenue.
Let's listen to one more song before we take our first break. When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama. It was published in 1912 in a time when railroad songs were enjoying a great run, as were songs about longing for Dixie. Michael Feinstein's arrangement of When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama. We'll listen to that and then be back after a short break with more Irving Berlin songs arranged by Michael Feinstein.
I
I've had a mighty busy day. I've had to pack my things away. Now I'm gonna give the landlord back his key, the very key that opened up my dreary flat, where many weary nights I sat, thinking of the folks down home who think of me. You can bet you'll find me singing happily when the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama. I'll be right there, I've got my fare. When I see that rusty-haired conductor man, I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama, that's where you stop your train that brings me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb am. I will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama. The minute that I reach the place, I'm gonna overfeed my face, 'cause I haven't had a good meal since the day I went away. I'm gonna kiss my pa and ma a dozen times for every star shining over Alabama's new mown hay. I'll be glad enough to throw myself away when the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama. I'll be right there, I've got my fare. When I see that rusty-haired conductor man, I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama, that's where you stop your train that brings me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb am. I will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for
Welcome back. I'm Mike Mano, and tonight we're listening to the music of Irving Berlin as interpreted and performed by Michael Feinstein. The recordings we're listening to came from a 1987 CD called Remember. The next tune up was originally sung by Judy Garland in Easter Parade in 1948, in which she starred with Fred Astaire. Originally, her partner was to have been Gene Kelly, which would follow the great success they had together in The Pirate. But during an early rehearsal, he broke an ankle, and a semi-retired Fred Astaire substituted. It was good luck for Fred Astaire, not so good for Gene Kelly. Ironically, the name of the tune, Better Luck Next Time.
For every rose that withers and dies, another blooms in its stead. A new love waits to open its eyes after the old love is dead. That sounds all right in a careless rhyme, but there's seldom a second time. Better luck next time, that could never be, because there ain't gonna be no next time for me. No siree, made up my mind to make another start. I've made my mind up, but I can't make up my heart. I'd like a new lucky day, that would be nice, but this comes just once in a lifetime, not twice. say better luck next time. That could never be, because there ain't gonna be no next time for me.
This next song is one that I personally am not familiar with, but it's an interesting title. I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket. It was written in 1936 for the Astaire Rogers film Follow the Fleet.
I've been a roaming Romeo. My Juliets have been many, but now my roaming days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account, honey, and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I've got, though I know it's not what some people call a lot. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
At the top of the show, I told you Michael Feinstein would be playing and we'd have a few surprises along the way. Well, this is a big surprise to me in that he teamed up with Liza Minnelli for this next song, and he has an interesting quote in the CD. "The only thing more thrilling than recording an album of Irving Berlin songs is to record a Berlin duet with Liza Minnelli. Her taste is impeccable and her voice is inspiring. In addition, her heart is as great as her extraordinary talent. How many superstars would suggest, as Liza did, that we do a duet together? But then that's only one more reason that I'm mad about her and that she's my best friend in the whole world, as said by Michael Feinstein. The song that we'll listen to is actually a medley of three: Remember, Always, and What'll I Do? Remember and Always were both published in 1925 and were inspired by Ellen MacKay, whom Berlin married the next year. Always was her wedding present. What'll I Do has no personal association, but like the other two, it was one of the most popular songs of the 20s. We'll listen to this piece, then take a short break, and be back with more Irving Berlin songs as performed and arranged by Michael Feinstein.
Stars above. And after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to
back. I'm Mike Mano, and we are playing great American artists in this series, and tonight we're featuring Irving Berlin as arranged and performed by Michael Feinstein. And this next piece is definitely one of my favorites, at least the first song of the two that are in the medley, How Deep is the Ocean? The other song that he's put with it is called Maybe It's Because I Love You Too Much. Both songs were recorded around the same time, How Deep is the Ocean in 1932, and Maybe Because I Love You Too Much about a year later. In an interview, Berlin recalled writing the songs for Jolson's Mammy. One of the songs was not very good, according to Berlin, called To My Mammy, but in the middle of it, it had some nice lines. So he took those nice lines and wrote a new song around them called How Deep is the Ocean. Let's listen now as Michael Feinstein blends the two tunes together.
How can I tell you what is in my heart? How can I measure each and every part? How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I measure just how much I do? How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? Far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? Sky. Maybe it's because I love you too much. Maybe that is why you love me so little. Maybe when I answered yes, maybe I became a bore. Maybe if I loved you less, maybe you would love me more. Maybe it's because I've kissed you too much. Maybe that is why my kiss means so little. Maybe with a love so great and a love so small,
maybe I'll be left with no love at all. Maybe it's because I've kissed you too much. Maybe that is why my kiss means so little. Maybe with a love so great and a love so small, maybe I'll be left with no love at all. And if I how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
This next affecting ballad was written during one of Irving Berlin's rare periods in the early 30s when he felt he had lost his touch. The musical film industry was in a slump, Broadway was drying up, and he hadn't had a hit for some time. Waiting for something to come up, he brought a couple of ballads out of his trunk and at the urging of a friend showed one to a popular crooner named Rudy Valley, and it became one of the greatest hits of 1932. The song was called Say It Ain't So.
You can't stop people from talking, and they're talking, my dear, and the things they're saying fill my heart with fear. Now I could never believe them when they say you're untrue. I know that they're mistaken, still I want to hear it from you. Say it isn't so. So everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so. Thank you.
somebody new. And it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
In Michael Feinstein's CD liner notes, it's interesting to read this story of Irving Berlin's life. He was born to write songs since he was never trained for it. He dropped out of school at 8 to sell newspapers and help his widowed mother to raise their family of 8 children. At 14, he left home to ease the burden and began his American studies in the streets of New York, assimilating folk rhythms and speech, singing on the Bowery, in cafes, teaching himself to play the piano in that one key, F sharp, but as he was quoted as saying, "I don't play with two fingers. I play with all, badly." He was a mere 19 when he wrote his first published song, Marie from Sunny Italy. This was followed by several others as he worked in vaudeville as a song plugger. It was in 1911, after a number of his songs had earned him a membership in a special theatrical club, the Friars, that he decided he would compose a song for the occasion. He polished up a zesty instrumental piece he had had around for a while, borrowed an idea from a not very successful song called Alexander and His Clarinet, and worked through the night. The result was sung at the Friars' Frolics to an enthusiastic reception. But not much happened after that until a vaudeville star named Eric Karas introduced it in Chicago in April of 1911. Alexander's Ragtime Band and the name of Irving Berlin swept the nation and eventually the rest of the world. Alexander's sweeping popularity led to Berlin's first full Broadway score, written for the dance team Vernon and Irene Castle. This was the syncopated musical show Watch Your Step. The freshness and ingenuity of the songs inspired one critic to exclaim, "Berlin is now part of America, and has been ever since." We're going to close tonight's show with that song, Alexander's Ragtime Band, as performed by Michael Feinstein. And we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Come on and hear, come on and hear Alexander's ragtime band. Come on and hear, come on and hear, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you wanna go to war. That's just the bestest band. What am honey lamb? Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand up to the man, up to the man who's the leader. If you care to hear
the Suwannee River, played in ragtime. Come on and hear, come on and hear Alexander's ragtime band. Oh,
Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.